so naive. The Germans are really sort of kind of clueless about how espionage is done these days and a little jealous of the U.S. technology. What do you say to that?
Are we naive, really? Let me refer to some of the events that upset Germans the most, okay? First, you tapped the phone of Chancellor Angela Merkel. Seriously, why? Is she a known terrorist? Is she even a suspect? Is she plotting something? I don't think so. And many Germans think likewise. Merkel's phone was a strong meme here. In the eyes of the NSA, no one is innocent. We see government surveillance as necessary just as you do, right? It has to be limited by law, controlled by the parliament and by courts, and then it's okay. But we have a problem with the idea of comprehensive surveillance. We have a problem with the concept that you have to save everything and you have to build a giant haystack to find one needle in there afterwards. And if you have a reasonable suspicion, you can watch the bad guy in every way you want, even in Germany. But you can't watch all the people all the time in the hope to find one bad guy. We have experienced what global surveillance can do to a society. You know, we have seen it in Nazi Germany and with the Stasi in the German Democratic Republic. Surveillance destroys trust and solidarity.
Would you compare the United States to the Stasi in East Germany?
Yeah, in some ways, yeah. The concept of I want to know all from all of you is nearly the same.
Is there any way to repair this relationship? What do you think should be done here?
You are one of our closest allies, right? We think of America as a friend, as a true friend, really. And you liberated us from the Nazis. But I think what we need now is a little more transparency, a little in this partnership, a little more trust. And in our democracy, it's a no-go to wiretap an MP. So trust us. Trust us that we find the bad guys on our own and ask us if you want to know anything about us, but didn't wiretap our phones.